Hi friends, you're listening to How to Go Vegan podcast. My name's Trish Roberts. I'd like to share with you an article on Huffington Post by Chris D'Angelo, dated 7th of April 2016, titled "Our Ridiculously Massive Food Waste is Driving Climate Change." Unfortunately, there isn't any mention of the incredible amounts of grain that's fed to farm animals. And I invite you to listen to the episode, "Can Veganism End World Hunger?" And also listen to the other episodes in the section about the environment and how animal agriculture is the number one driver of climate change and all the negative outcomes of that. But I'll share this parts of this article because it shows how just our general wastage of food is driving world hunger, but also it's driving climate change as well. And as responsible people, we have to think about not just our own immediate surroundings, not just our own cities or our own countries, but that we live in a global community, and that includes non-human animals. And so all of our actions affect everyone. And that's why becoming vegan is, well, most importantly, it's for non-human animals, because they have a very basic right not to be used as a resource. They are sentient. But we have a responsibility to everyone else on the planet, human or non-human. And that's why becoming vegan is the single most important thing we could ever do at this point in the planet's history. So I'll share this article with you, which has some interesting facts from the FAO. The essay is titled, "Our Ridiculously Massive Food Waste is Driving Climate Change," by Chris D'Angelo from Huffington Post, dated the 7th of April 2016. Humans waste an exorbitant amount of food, more than 1.4 billion tons annually. That's roughly 400 million tons more than the weight of Japan's Mount Fuji, which rises 2.3 miles above sea level. If combating global hunger wasn't reason enough to reverse the disturbing trend, new research suggests that reducing food waste could drastically help in the fight against climate change. Jürgen Kropp, co-author of a new study looking at how today's surplus of food is burdening the planet, said it's no secret that the Western world is responsible for today's emergency. Part of the climate crisis, Kropp told the Huffington Post, is our food consumption style in Western countries. The study published Thursday in the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology found that while consumption hasn't changed much over the last 50 years, the global surplus of food increased roughly 65%. The production of more and more food results in huge amounts of greenhouse gases being emitted, but hasn't reduced the number of people going hungry. According to the study, avoiding agricultural food waste could help prevent climate impacts such as weather extremes and sea level rise. Agriculture is a major driver of climate change, accounting for more than 20% of overall greenhouse gas emissions in 2010, co-author Prajal Pradhan said in a statement, quote, "Avoiding food loss and waste would therefore avoid unnecessary greenhouse gas emissions and help mitigate climate change." Each year, roughly one-third of the world's food gets thrown away or lost, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United States. That wasted food, valued at nearly $1 trillion, could feed some 2 billion people, a staggering number considering that roughly 800 million people are undernourished in the world. Unless a global effort is made to curtail the amount of food being wasted, researchers from the Potsdam Institute of Climate Impact Research warn that by 2050, one-tenth of the agricultural sector's emissions could be traced back to the production of wasted food. Quote, "Avoiding food loss could pose a leverage to various challenges at once, reducing environmental impacts of agriculture, saving resources used in food production, and enhance local, regional, and global food security, end quote, Kropp said in a statement. Thanks for listening, and please check out the episodes Can Veganism End World Hunger? And also Apocalyptic Capitalism, Animal Agriculture, and Anthropogenic Climate Disruption. And also consider watching the documentary Cowspiracy, The Sustainability Secret. But let's never forget that the most important reason to go vegan is because non-human animals are sentient, they have an interest in continuing life, they have self-awareness, likes and dislikes, they engage with the world and with others, they love their young, and they deserve at least one very basic right, not to be used as a resource, as a thing. So let's always keep that first and foremost in our mind. That is the most important reason to be vegan. And please read my disclaimer about external sites, social media sites, products, individuals, organizations, etc., that are mentioned in this podcast or linked to. Thanks for listening. Till next time, bye for now.